Hello. It is May 6th, and we have cards for May 6th and 7th, and they are all reversed. They are the Seven of Coins, the Two of Coins, and the Fool in the reverse. A fool and his money, or her money, as it is said, are soon parted. All three cards are again reversed today, and we may be in over our heads or on the brink. Let's not be impulsive, especially when it comes to our money or our health. As this really real suit of earth is talking about one or the other, or both, two out of three money cards in the reverse should have us paying attention, or paying, period, for our impulsiveness. That's a bored horse. She's so sick of my voice. I'm still undecided about this after tarot deck. I understand there is also a before version, the assumed scenes pre, the familiar Rider-Waite scenes, and post, and I'm not sure they're meant to be read in the reverse at all, as the assumed after or next scene interpretations seem to actually be reversed interpretations, or some of the cards seem to be. The Fool leads the pack today, but should he, or she? We're familiar with this impulsive risk-taking card, the Fool, number zero of the major arcana, in the upright is childlike and vulnerable, gullible even. Skipping along the sharp edge of a cliff with nothing but a knapsack over his or her shoulder, a white rose representing purity and innocence, and a loyal but nervous, yappy little dog beside him or her, it's a great card, the energy ever optimistic in the upright. Stop and smell the roses. So optimistic, in fact, the upright fool of the after tarot shows us that the fool has, in fact, fallen off the edge of the cliff and now holds on with one hand, as they dangle high over valleys, roads, and mountains. The precarious ledge looks to be about even with the high snow-packed peaks in the distance. The knapsack falls away, yet the fool, with his free hand, holds the rose up to his nose for a nice, fragrant whiff. The Seven of Coins, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn in the reverse and in the past position could be the 7-day work week, seeing as how where I am, it's Friday. The Two of Coins, also reversed in the center. The card of juggling finances, relationships, and work health balance almost makes me feel tired. You can only juggle for so long. Inflation. The Seven of Coins in the upright would have us questioning returns on our investments. The gardener, or farmer, stands back and leans on his hoe, considering his respectable crop of 7 gold coins ripening nicely on a waist-high, thick green bush. He has planted and tended his crop well, yet considers whether the return on the investment is worth the time and effort invested. The after tarot shows us the farmer or gardener shouldering his hoe and walking away with a single gold coin. If this was all I was walking away with after all that back-breaking, sunburning, and sweating it took to raise this crop, I'd be wondering if it were worth it too. It's never clear, or at least depending on the context, whether the gardener is either tending someone else's garden or working for themselves. This spread has an element of naivete and even dishonesty around money, or may simply be foreshadowing the upcoming Mercury retrograde errors, potential errors, wire and bank transfers could go awry, or a mistake may not be as innocent as it looks. These money cards in the reverse can have us juggling our humble 2 coins all day long, but they don't go as far as they used to. The farmer walking away with the single gold coin for all that hard work may be all that's left after taxes. This can also easily mean some risk or action has to be taken, and the free and fresh fool may need some time outdoors or to go somewhere new or even meet new people, cultivate new interests, or interest-bearing interests. Seriously. The fool is facing backwards in the reverse, and retrogrades can often bring back people from the past, and this fool may be one of them. Are they worth your time and or money?